Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, since 1968, the Public Lands Council has actively represented cattle and sheep producers who hold public lands grazing permits. And today, more than 22,000 public land ranchers maintain 250 million acres of U.S. public land, and all of those ranchers need a strong voice to represent them in Washington, D.C. Well, this week, the Public Lands Council celebrated its 50th anniversary of incorporation. Past PLC president and Wyoming rancher and current executive vice president of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association, Jim Magagna, shares how and why the PLC was formed.
Well, like so many things that we do, it took shape when we felt threatened. And back in the early 60s, under the Kennedy administration, Stuart Udall was named Secretary of Interior, and he set out on a path to really change the relationship between the grazing industry and public land, and really to weaken the public land grazing component of the management of public lands.
And the Public Lands Council will host their 50th annual meeting September 26th to the 29th in Park City, Utah. For more information, visit publiclandscouncil.org. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.